is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, I-95 Toyota, Jessup Furniture, Cunningham Jewelers, Belinda Thomas Realty, and by Nat's Landing. And now here is your host. Welcome to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop on location at Nat's Landing on St. Simon's, where we will be this last time tonight on this Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. The segment of the Brandon Derrick Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, I-95 Toyota, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Cunningham Jewelers, Jessup Furniture, Belinda Thomas Realty, and by Nat's Landing. And now joining us, the head coach of the Frederick Academy Knights, Coach Brandon Derrick.
Still got a great group out, and that's awesome. We played our last 48 minutes. Kids get to rest a little bit, and I've tried to rest a little bit here the last two or three days. So, you know, it's been a relaxing couple days and reflection.
Coach, I said head coach of Frederick Academy Knights when I left off. Region Coach of the Year and Southern Sports Edition Coach of the Year, to my knowledge. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Probably some other outlets too.
Maybe, I don't know. I got to give all the credit to the kids and really the assistant coaches for getting them prepared and getting them ready to go. I think that's just a reward that they give us that, but it's a title that goes really to the program for the effort that the kids give, and then, you know, all the effort that our assistant coaches get our kids prepared, and I try to lead our assistant coaches and our kids at the same time, and I've been fortunate that everybody's willing to accept what I have to say, and we've done a really good job of getting everybody prepared, so I'm very fortunate to have a good group of kids and a good group of coaches.
Coach, you took the field this season with only a certain number of kids, I think a few less kids than you would have liked to have had to start the season, and you guys went ahead and got into the year, and it just didn't matter. No matter who you played, how many guys they had on the roster, this team fought, and won games they weren't supposed to win, and some of those games they weren't supposed to win, they thumped people.
Yeah, great effort group, you know, and these guys, you know, and we say that all the time, hard over talent. We had talent, but the thing was is they paid attention and they listened really well in practice, and they knew their role going out there every Friday night, what they needed to do. They took the strategy and the mindset of what we were trying to teach them all week and took it to the field, and they executed it great, you know. Like you said, there were some games that we shouldn't have been in that we were, and a lot of that had to do with kids' perseverance, their effort. I mean, these guys, probably the toughest group of kids I've ever coached, you know, and I talked about this the other night about all these guys that have come back from injuries, Mason McGraw, Zach Powell, Kyle Perez this year, Josh Meadows. I mean, you start looking at all the guys that got hurt in the last couple of years trying to get back on the field, and they just kept working to get back on the field. So it meant something to them when they went out there to play every Friday night to get on the field and execute and play hard. And we never backed down. And they just, you know, when it looked bleak and a little dim, they found a way to win. And that's heart of a champion. That's a true competitor. And they'll be very, very successful down the road.
This is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, coach, just briefly, let's talk a little bit about the state championship game. You come out and your defense looks pretty good the first few series that John Millage has the ball. You force him into some punts. And then it felt like there in the first quarter, a couple of turnovers really hurt us and allowed John Millage to get up and then pull away early on, and we dug ourselves a big hole early.
Yeah, you know, and we talked about how we can't go into a game like that and play a team or a program. I won't say just a team, that program all the way around JT Wall. They've done a really good job. Can't play a team like that and turn the ball over. You know, I talked with the kids all week. We can't turn the ball over. We have to go out and make some plays, and we got to hope we can create some turnovers and give ourselves a chance, you know, in the fourth quarter, and we went out and made mistakes. I thought we played hard, but we just made some mistakes that cost us, and, you know, they capitalized on them. They made every big play. I mean, there was times that we had guys guarded, you know, right in their hip pocket, and their guy make the catch. I mean, you can't, as an athlete, as a coach, you just dip your hat and go, dude, that's a great play, you know, and it seemed like they made every one of them. The one ball they fumbled, we had six guys around it, and every one of them touched it, and somehow it squirted around all of them, and they recovered it. So I'm like, dude, okay, this is just a sign, you know. And, you know, it wasn't meant to be, but, you know, again, this group came out, they battled, they never quit all night long, and, you know, it did get away from us, but the kids never put their head down. They just kept going back out trying to make plays, and, you know, it didn't happen, but it's a very good group of kids, and they don't need anything to ever be taken away from. They don't need to ever worry about the final score of that game. They accomplished a whole lot during the year, and I'm very, very proud of them.
Going into this season, you know, of course, I didn't agree with this because I knew better, and you know, I've been driving the Frederick bandwagon for 8 years. But coming into this season, you know, there were some people that were like, well, this might be a down year for Frederica, and then yet you find yourself in a state championship game. Talk a little bit, because I'm sure you heard the same thing. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, you know, going into it, we were really picked third in the region, you know, to be behind Pinewood and Bullitt. You know, and you look at it, and they did have a bunch of kids coming back, and we graduated a lot of talent the last 2 years, you know, if you look at that. But, you know, our 30 kids, and I said this in January, I thought we had a different mindset. Our seniors and that group did had a different mindset in January when they went into the weight room. They were holding everybody accountable. You know, I went through and I put two seniors in charge of every group, and they had their groups, and they were tabulating points, and they wanted to know who was missing what day and why this person missed, and they were going and finding them and doing stuff. And I thought, this is a different group of kids, that they're going to make these guys be accountable, and they sure did. And, you know, I felt like that from January to March, and then all of a sudden, boom, the pandemic hits, and you have to go home. But the thing was, the kids continued to communicate not only with me, but with one another, and continue to pick each other up. And oddly enough, I allowed them to steal some weights from the weight room. I don't know how they got in there. It was weird. Somebody opened the door. It might have been me. And they were working out in different garages and all kinds of things and pushing each other. And when we came back in June, they went to work. And they never – I mean, they probably complained. I ain't going to lie. But – they was probably, you know, they pushed themselves every morning, and no one decided to walk off the field, and they came back every day, and that's a testament to them, and, you know, what they accomplished this year was outstanding.
More to come on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network right now. These words from our sponsors.
Your proud home for the Frederica Academy Knights Brandon Derrick Coaches Show this season is Nat's Landing. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7 as the Knights head coach breaks down the week in Frederica Academy football. And of course, enjoy the flip-flop friendly atmosphere that has made Nat's Landing famous. 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons, 912-638-7378, and let's go Knights!
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free same-day delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, so experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com, 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Glenn County Athletics. Let's go Knights!
All the best furniture brands at the best prices. Jessup Furniture, Ashley, Liberty, Hooker Furniture, Southern Motion, Coastal Living by Universal. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road, 267-1897. Low prices, quality furniture, friendly staff. Jessup Furniture.
Welcome back to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop on location from Nat's Landing on St. Simon's. This segment is brought to you by Nat's Landing, Summit Sports Medicine, Orthopedic Surgery, and by Golden Isles Pharmacy. You know, Coach, before we kind of slide away from that football game, I do want to point out one thing, and that is that John Millage has a lot of kids on their roster, and let's not overlook the fact that the Baldwin County Public Schools had canceled their season. And so what you had is you had an influx of the public school kids go to John Millage to play football for the year. So not only did they have their regular kids from their regular roster, they added multiple kids from the public school there at Baldwin County. You essentially, Coach, in reality, if you put everything together and you did the math, you were basically playing a 4A GHSA school.
They look like it. I'm not going to lie. They come out of the locker room, I was like, wow, they look better in person than they do on film. How does that happen? But, you know, the good group of kids he had up there. You know, here's the thing. All those guys started for him in 2018, and they were sophomores, so they had been playing. I mean, that was their 36th, 37th game as starters. So when you've got a crew like that that's played that much together, you know, it goes a long way. I mean, our group played a lot together. You know, even in 2018, a bunch of our sophomore kids played a ton because of injuries and earning playing time and things like that. But that group there had been playing pretty much 48 full minutes every game for 37 games. He had a really good group, you know. And, of course, the Baldwin County thing always helps out when you can get kids in. And I'll say it, their school's bought into it. You know, they're big on athletics, you know, and you can tell. I mean, it's one of those things that athletics means something up there. It's important, you know, and it proved to be that way Friday night. It's proved to be that way for the last 2 or 3 years, you know, and they'll be successful. He's got, I mean, what he had is 65, and he graduates 21 or 23 of those guys, so he's still got 40 on the roster and got an 8th grade class. He's probably got 15 to 20 on it coming up, so he'll still have 60 kids next year.
Coach, sitting in with us tonight is the legendary voice of the Frederick Academy Knights, Jeff Doak. And so, Jeff wants to slide in, so I'm going to hand him the microphone and let him do whatever. Because when Jeff Doak asks you to do something, you just say,
stop
okay.
Stop it.
Stop it. I bet you said that to all the rabbits.
All right, so when we talked earlier in the week, we didn't really talk a lot about the game. Because A, it was still raw and painful. B, you self-admittedly had not had a chance to take a look at the film yet.
Yeah.
After looking at the film, what was the big disconnect of the night?
Turnovers. It's never as bad as you think. It's never as good as you think when you watch film. Our biggest thing was turnovers kill morale. You can only endure so much, you know. Until you're like, we're defeated, you know. But our kids played hard, you know. They never really took the whole we're defeated mentality and laid down. They played hard. And again, you give up big plays. I think we gave up 9 big plays at over 20 yards, you know. We had them twice on 3rd and long, and they complete 2 really deep passes. I think one of them was for a touchdown. And then they do it again later on 2nd down and long. You know, big plays, turnovers is really the thing. Honestly, our offensive line was controlling the line of scrimmage at times, running the ball. I know it didn't look like that, but we were. And even their coaches, when I talked with them on Monday at the meeting, were like, Coach, y'all are a good team. Tell your kids that, you know, y'all made turnovers, and that really killed you. But that had there not been turnovers, they were in for a battle because they knew after the first 2 series that our defense was pretty good. And then we made some turnovers and kind of got a little demoralized. And, you know, that's just the way the game goes. You can't give up big plays and you can't turn the ball over. But when you watch the film, that's kind of what you see, and you go through it, and you're like, well, that's how it slipped away. But, you know, at the same time, if you're a team like that, and you're really good, and you make those plays too, you also create some of that chaos. So you don't take anything away from John Millage. They're a really good team, and, you know, JT's had a great run, you know, 36-1, that's pretty good.
Glad that we're the one, though.
Yeah, we are the one.
Just looking at pure numbers, what did Thomas Beal wind up on the night with for passing?
Gosh, I don't remember off my head, right off the top. I think he was 4 for 10, maybe, or 5 for 10, but about 20 yards. But he had the 3 interceptions, and then I think we ran the ball for maybe 100 or right at 100 yards, and then Jordan had the long pass to Mason, so that was so we ended up with like 160 or 170 total yards.
I think that was the highlight of the night, was that that big pass from Jordan. You're listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Speaking of the River Jordan Triplett sitting over here to my right, two-part question. We're going to use this as kind of a way of transitioning away from this game. How was he on the night as far as stats-wise, individually? Was there a reason why we didn't, I don't know if I just wasn't paying attention or not, but is there a reason why we did not go to the Cherokee and Apache at all during the game?
We were way behind, so we thought we needed to try to throw it down the field and hit them some big plays. And you know, they're prepared for Cherokee and Apache just like everything else. They knew we would come out there and run it. We had a few things that we had put in during the week, passing wise, we thought we'd hit them. We missed them, but as it goes along, you know, you look at it, probably hindsight 2020, we should have got in it a couple times and took a look at it. Yeah, and Jordan's stats, I think, in my book was 15 carries, 84 yards is what I had when I got done with it. So,
well, nothing to sneeze at in state championship game against the juggernaut that is John Millage.
No, it was a solid night, but, you know, we got ourselves behind the scoreboard, and we were behind the chains, so... And we had 2 or 3 inadvertent snaps that really killed us too, field position wise.
Now, when we spoke the other night, we talked at length about this class of 16, this graduating class, the class of 2021 for the Frederick Knights. Talk a little bit about some of the highlights this season from some of your underclassmen.
I thought our underclassmen played well. Sometimes we struggled, but I tell you what, I thought one of the guys that played really good Friday night, probably didn't give him enough credit, was Chase Uniman. I thought he played really well. I think he ended up with 5 tackles, 3 assists. Did a really good job. He had to learn the whole system coming in. I thought Bryce Riley did a good job transitioning over to corner from safety, because he played a lot of safety last year, and he transitioned over to corner this year to help us out. You throw a freshman out there at the other corner with Blake. I thought he did a really solid job all year long. You know, being out there on an island a lot of times, you know, when you and one of the guys that we hardly ever talk about, Sam Norris, that played guard for us, you know, he made the ultimate sacrifice on Friday night in the game when we put Josh Elliott in his spot, and he was, yes, sir, I totally understand, you know, and he was great about it and never said a word, but, you know, he contributed a ton this year as a sophomore at guard. You know, he broke his arm last year, another kid that had an injury and it had to come back, and he came right back and made major contributions, and I'm expecting to make, you know, more significant contributions next year, because he's going to be our only returning lineman, so we've got a lot of holes to fill.
We'll be right back to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Selling your home is a tall order. That's why you need an agent who sets high standards. Accept no substitute for results. There may be a substitute for many things. In real estate, there is no substitute for those results. That's why you should choose Belinda Thomas Realty. She has consistently maintained a track record of success for her clients. Call Belinda Thomas today. When all is said and done, you'll be on the right side of results. 912-638-1965. Or 912-996-5820. Despite of everything, the world keeps spinning. Weddings are still being planned, anniversaries are still coming up, babies are still being born, and Cunningham Jewelers is still here to help you. Whether it's taking care of your graduate this summer, a special gift for that special someone, finding mom the perfect gift, telling dad thank you for everything, Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter what and no matter your budget. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2021 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, get rugged with a brand new Tundra, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of the 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes, and oil changes for life. I-95Toyota.com or 866-590-3461. And let's go, Knights! Welcome back to the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop on location at Nats Landing on St. Simons. This segment is brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers, I-95 Toyota, Jessup Furniture, and by Belinda Thomas Realty. Okay, Coach, and by the way, we want to say thank you to Jeff Doak for coming on and doing part of the segment with you. Thank you, Jeff. Coach, you and I have talked at length about your senior class, and you know, now with those kids moving on, I just kind of want you to, if you don't mind, just run them down, say a little bit about them.
A special group of kids, a really special group of kids. I've talked about them, you know, being in the fifth grade, and the teachers coming to me and making me practice them in spring just so they get some energy out of them, and you know, but as they were dubbed the crew, you know, by everybody at Frederica, you know, my job really the first 3 or 4 years of getting to know them was just keeping them in school, you know, so they didn't burn the place down or run a teacher off or set somebody's hair on fire or something. It's pretty crazy. They were interesting, so fun, you know. But here was the thing: you would always have those teachers, oh my gosh, he's so crazy, he's so mean, and I'm like, he's a daggum boy. I mean, there's this whole idea that they were just boys. But the thing was, they were such a tight-knit group that I think somebody had put out there, I think it was Walt that put it on one of his Facebook things, you mess with one of them, you're going to get them all. And that was what you got with that group of guys. You listen, you can mess with one of them, but if you're not within the crew, now the crew could mess with the crew, a crew member, you understand what I'm saying? But if you mess with somebody outside of the crew, you get all of them. I mean, it was like, all right, we're loading up on our bicycles when they were in middle school or golf carts. And later on in high school, we'll get in the trucks and we'll go get somebody like, but that was them. And that's that, you know, and so accountability wise, you didn't have to say a whole lot. They were going to hold each other accountable. And especially this year when they realized, wait a minute, we can do this. And I think we had to overcome that early on because we had that group, I don't think didn't think they were extremely successful. And the reason I say that is at the beginning of the year when we played Valwood, Dr. Powell, Zach's dad, came to him and said, Coach, I don't think you understand how big of a win this was for these guys. They now think they can win. And I'm like, well, I thought they could win long ago. And he's like, no, I think to them mentally, it was a big win for them. Like we're a top tier group of kids. And I'd already thought that we had that group that because they were so tight-knit and they pushed each other that we could be. But, you know, just an outstanding group. And, God, you got every dynamic. I got every one of them. I've got the straight A 4.25 kid to the one I'm just pushing him to get into class. You got every dynamic from those guys. You got the yes sir guy to the got my hat around backwards guy, you know, that I'm having to tell them to take their cowboy hat off, go to class. You know, you just had, it was such a great dynamic group of kids to be around. But when it was time to go play, they knew what to do and they knew what buttons to push and to get the most out of each other. And so that group did a great job. And not only that, but accepting everybody else, all the underclassmen, and leading them at the same time and knowing how to lead them. So, you know, the example is Kyle, and I'll say it again, and I put it in the newspaper, I thought he did a great job. He gets hurt, but, you know, he talked to Jordan, like, listen, coach is going to yell at you, like, just get ready. You're not going to do anything right, and you're going to get yelled at, but at the end of the night, he'll pat you on the back, and you'll be fine, just get ready. And so Kyle, you know, was kind of leading Jordan down that road and telling him a few things, and that was one of the things, and that's that group of kids, you know, very special to me.
This is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, you know, you and I talk about this from time to time at the end of seasons like this. These young men came into this year and they beat Bullock at Bullock in the playoffs. They had that great win at home in the playoffs against Tift Area, one of the more electric feelings that I've ever had at a high school football game. And I've been doing this for a long time. And that night at, well, as Jeff likes to say, under the Oaks, Jeff, I like to say the Bloody Marsh, but, you know, to each their own. But that night at the stadium against Tift Area, the quarter, the semifinal game, I don't know that I've ever felt that type of electricity over there before. And I've been to a lot of games over there, but that was an amazing atmosphere that the fans created. So for all you folks here and all you folks who are going to listen to that were at the game, thank y'all. That was amazing.
Yeah, it was a very electric night, you know, and I felt like that night and the night we played Valwood, the year we lost in the last 23 seconds, was another electric, very electric night, you know, under the Oaks or at the Bloody Marsh, whichever one you want to call it. And here's the thing, those seniors got to experience all of that, you know. I think they were freshmen that first year, and then this year they were on, and here, that was the thing. I think they knew going out of the locker room on Friday night when we played Tift Area, they weren't going to have that repeat. They weren't going to let that happen. And that was, you know, that kind of defines them, you know, because they're like, we're not going to let this crap happen to us again. We're going to go out here and we're going to take it. We're going to go play for a state championship. And they did. Now, listen, they gave me a heart attack about 10 times, but, and the way we went about winning it, but, you know, that was, I mean, that really summarized what it's like. You know, you can be high and low, but at the end, they always figure out a way to win.
Coach, I think it's fair to say that right now, you know, they're still young men. And I don't think that they really currently have their brains wrapped around what they accomplished this year. And, of course, I believe down the road, as they get a little older, they'll look back and they'll realize how special of a group and team and season they had.
I hope so. I've tried to reiterate that to them. I told them that night down there on the field that Friday night that game would not define you. It's not going to define who you are. You know, even when you win it, it doesn't define you. What's defined you is all the experiences that you've gained from it. You know, and I told them, be kind, hug people, tell them you love them. Those things define people. Work hard. You know, go out there and make sacrifices. Those things are what will define you down the road. And I told all those guys that Sunday night, even at the radio show with Jeff and them, that's what I hope my kids get out of it. I'm not worried about the wins and the losses, you know, and it still doesn't define me. I lost mine actually 27 years to the day in the state championship on December 11th, 1993. We lost our state championship when I was a senior, and as we were getting on the bus, and, you know, you check Facebook and all that stuff, and you get those notifications. And one of my buddies sent one, said, to the day, hopefully it's your day, you know. But we still have a tight-knit group of guys that we had 10 or 11 seniors, and we're pretty close, you know. We got together, and 25 years I'll go down the road and be like, dude, that was the greatest trip we ever took down memory lane. And I hope it's more than just the memory. I hope they take their lessons that they learned from it, and, you know, develop not only society and make good friends and be good husbands, but, you know, do all the things correct down the road. And they're going to make mistakes. And what I want them to realize is, even as with their 25 and they screw up, they can still call me. You know, that's the thing. That's what we're here for. We're bigger than just football. we're here. We're in the kid business, and I've said that for years. Be in the kid business. Don't be in the making football player business. Be in the kid business and shape these young men. And I hope I've done a good job, and I hope these guys have learned some lessons, and hope they can take these things and these experiences, and it'll help them sometime at night when that baby's crying and they have to get up and their wife pokes them in the side and makes them, then they can go in there and be a good father and take care of their son or daughter down the road and all those things. And that's what it means to me is, you know, my biggest thing is when I look on the sideline and I see the guys, my former players come back, and they want us to win more than sometimes than the kids do. Mm-hmm. You know, that means you have ingrained something in those kids. They love you. They'll do anything for you. And I hope that's what these guys take away from it, is the lessons that they learn, the experiences that will always be there for them.
That's going to wrap it up for us. Thank you for joining us for the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Nass Landing on St. Simon's next year, maybe at 7 o'clock, for the Brandon Derrick Show. Coach, any last words before we sign off?
You know, I just want to tell the parents, thanks for trusting your kids with us. You know, we love each and every one of them, and I know they probably come home and say horrible stories about us being mean to them at times of practice, but we're teaching them, you know, how to do things right, and hopefully they'll take those lessons and know that we are tough love. But I want to tell the parents thanks, and it's been a great experience this year, and hopefully next year we'll get the same thing, and go Knights.
What a fantastic season, Frederica fans. For Coach Derrick, for Becky Derrick, I'm Jason Bishop for the final time of the season, signing off, go Knights.